Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. Of course, this week we're broadcasting live from 6 to 8.30 a.m. from City's brand new space at 268 Orchard Road, the City Wealth Hub. Well, it's that time of the day where we turn our attention to the poll that we've been running on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/MoneyFM893. And then, of course, the results of these polls will be a topic of discussion at this time of the morning, about 7:50. Or so, with our guest of the day. So last night or yesterday, we put up this poll question. What is your biggest learning from 2020? And these are the results. Okay, the options: to be grateful for what I have. 62.5% voted for that. Time is a precious commodity. 25%. Health and well-being are paramount. 12.5%. And finally, to spend more time with family. 0%. Cue some kind of a disastrous music. Josephine O, founder of Joe Bakes Great, helps me out with these poll results. Josephine, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Elliot. Thank you for having me.
Are you shocked to spend more time with family? I think people are stuck at home. They don't want to spend any more time with their family.
Yeah, that is shocking.
Okay, let's run through some of the results, all right? Being grateful for what we have has come out top, 62.5%. I mean, 2020 has been that kind of year. I think it's fair enough to say that. For you, is this something that you would agree with, being grateful for what you have?
Yes, Elliot, I would think so. Because this pandemic put all of us in a real shock.
Yeah.
Like, we were not prepared. And during circuit breaker, we did not see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
So to have family with us, because my husband, being a busker, and the festive season, he's never around.
All right.
Yeah. So for the first time, yeah, we got really very tight with the kids. And my older boy, being 17, and the younger one, 15, pre-COVID, yeah, they were always busy with school activities, with their friends. All of a sudden, yeah, we were all enjoying ourselves at home, maybe the initial part of it. But then when the government announced for the second time, oh, we started to panic.
And
grateful, yes, I would say by and large,
I think it's because of the uncertainty that, I mean, we've never encountered a situation in our lives where things have been so uncertain. So you start to take stock. Normally this time of the year, you have people, although we are from different industries, I'm sure you've heard people complain about, what is my bonus going to be? Or when am I going to get my annual wage supplement? Or I didn't make enough money this year. I have to shop for presents and all that. But this year, it's a different vibe. It's, hey, we made it to the end of the year. Can we just get rid of 2020 and have some hope in 2021?
Yes, fast forward 2021.
I suppose so. Yeah, me too. Time is a precious commodity. This came in second with 25%. I mean, COVID-19 for you, has it made you realize time management is important? I know we will talk about this later on when we have an in-depth discussion. But you have, just to touch on the surface, you have had a bit of a transition career-wise. What does time mean to you now?
Well, initially it was challenging because from tourism to baking. So I had to quickly learn without even thinking how to get my website going, to start on e-commerce and to learn it very quickly. So time was of the essence. And I was very fortunate because NTUC Learning Hub has been of great help. I mean, I'm so choked. I mean, if not for that, I think, I'll be dead meat.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. But you're right, time really is. And you know, I don't know, but you have you spoken to friends where they're still in their office jobs, but they're working from home, right? So we fought for like our whole lives to try and get work-life balance. We have fought to have some kind of a work-from-home situation. But now that people are working from home, the laptop is just there. There is no work-life balance anymore. Have you encountered that with your friends?
Yeah, I mean, paradoxically, it's too much of a good thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think when you cannot differentiate, that's when it gets really tricky.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true.
Because it's okay. Like almost 24/7, you're working around
right.
the clock.
Exactly. And mention those that have just, I mean, I have friends who've just given birth. Mm. But how do you juggle? My hat's off really to them. Health and well-being are paramount, coming in third with only 12.5%. It's a bit odd because you would think that because of this pandemic that we're going through, your health and well-being would be higher on the priority. But I suppose that kind of is the same as being grateful for what you have. I don't know, what are your thoughts?
How
do you rank them both?
It's slightly different. I mean, like when you take stock of what you have and be grateful for everything around you, that's being grateful. But health, like for me, to stay sane and strong, I go to the gym. I think that is such a great avenue for you to de-stress.
A lot of people build their home gyms during circuit breaker.
Yeah. I can see that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. But this is the shocking one, okay? I mean, the fact that spending more time with family comes in at 0%, that just baffles me. I guess people are also tired of being at home.
Drive each other crazy.
I'm just grateful everyone's still alive. Josephine, just to wrap things up, among the four options, which would you rank highest? A, to be grateful for what you have. B, time is a precious commodity. C, health and well-being are paramount. Or D, spending more time with the family.
Being grateful. Yeah. Definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure, yeah. Mm. Being grateful. Okay, we've been speaking with Josephine Oh, who is founder of Joe Bakes Great.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.